a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. More rallies will be held today as school districts finalize their fall plans.
But first, we start this hour with breaking news in Kearns, where police are investigating an officer-involved shooting.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene near 56th West and 54th South with the very latest, John.
Yeah, Amanda, an investigative unit has been busy at work here for most of the morning. It comes after a fatal officer-involved shooting that happened shortly after 5 this morning. Unified Police Sheriff Rosie Rivera says an officer in the area was performing a routine welfare check on someone when they took off on foot. Later, that man pointed a gun at the cop, who in turn then shot the suspect, who later died of their injuries.
Is somebody walking around in the dark with a firearm? I'm glad our officer was well-trained. He could have lost his life.
Rivera adds that they still don't know a lot of the details surrounding the incident, including the suspect's identity. She says investigators guess he was around 30 years old. She adds that these routine welfare checks are standard procedure for cops working the overnight shift, and this individual just happened to have a weapon. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Hundreds of people surround the Cottonwood Heights City Hall in support of their police department. This comes after people involved in a protest that turned violent called the police over-aggressive in making their arrests.
You know, I think the police handled it well, but they were outnumbered. And there was just an explosive violence. And I do feel like if we were here, that I don't think that would have happened.
Utah Citizens Alarm founder Casey Robertson says it's completely false to label entire law enforcement agencies as racist because of the actions of a few officers.
Coronavirus and classrooms. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Teachers, parents, and students are planning more rallies today as school districts finalize their fall plans.
When we were doing online school, in my personal experience, my grades tanked.
Coronavirus in classrooms. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Tim, a group of parents and students is going to gather tonight before the Davis School Board meeting to ask that classes go back to 5 days a week instead of every other day. Donovan Drake is a high school senior who started a petition.
And a lot of people with learning disabilities just function much better if they're sitting there being taught by a person, if they can interact with a person and not through just an email.
Now, some teachers and staff are also worried about where their children will go while they're working now that the schedule's been changed, and parents say their voices are not being heard. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Adam Thomas, who has more on a protest in the Granite School District.
The Granite Education Association is organizing the protest before the Board of Education meets at their offices along State Street in South Salt Lake. The association's president says many are not satisfied with the district's plan, calling social distancing an impossibility under it. They want to adopt a modified schedule that keeps half the kids out of the building. The rally is supposed to start at 4:30. The board meets at 5. Adam Thomas, KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 8:30, we'll speak live with the president of the Granite Education Association about the rally and their call for more social distancing in schools.
A hurricane hits the Carolinas hard last night. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Tropical Storm Isaias grinds across North Carolina and Virginia today. This man lives at Ocean Isle Beach, where the storm made landfall last night as a hurricane.
House was definitely shaking and swaying earlier in the evening.
One death now reported in North Carolina. Major metros of Washington, Philadelphia, and New York are in the storm's path the next couple of days. A memo from FEMA shows COVID deaths increased 24% last week over week. But not all the news is bad. Vice President Pence tells Fox News.
Cases are declining. Emergency room visits are declining.
New infections nationwide went down 9% week over week. Progress reported towards a new stimulus package, but an agreement is still not close. Senate leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, the Democrat leader is still refusing to let struggling Americans get another dime. Unless he gets a massive tax cut for wealthy people in blue states.
Democrats are demanding aid for state and local governments. Republicans oppose coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And Chicago saw over 100 homicides last month, the highest one-month total in 28 years. So far this year, 40 children have died by gunfire in the Windy City. Other major cities also seeing huge jumps in homicides. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Another day of sunshine and very warm temperatures across the Beehive State.
After a number of triple-digit days, we're going to be awfully close again today, but we'll shave off about 4 or 5 degrees for this afternoon. So I'm not even going to say cool down because we're still up into the upper 90s and sunshine still slightly above the average, but maybe not quite to the level we've been at the last couple of days.
Grant says we can expect a high of about 96 along the Wasatch Front today with a high of 107 in St. George. By Friday, just maybe we'll cool into the lower 90s.